Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening, November 14th, and the weekend. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, part-time workers struggling to find full-time work and why more families will hold off in exchanging gifts this year. Details on those stories as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Despite all of the gains we've seen in the labor market and the generally better feeling we have about the economy, there are still a lot of workers out there who are struggling to find full-time employment.
32% of part-time workers say they want to work full-time but haven't been able to land a full-time job. One in four of these workers currently have two or more jobs to make ends meet, which can really take a toll.
That's Jennifer Grass of CareerBuilder.com, who adds 31% of those part-time workers are the sole breadwinner in their household. She explains why so many are struggling to find full-time work.
The number one reason that we heard from respondents was there aren't as many jobs available in my field as there were pre-recession. You know, so they were in a position where they really had to reinvent their careers.
That being said, many of these part-timers said they would be willing to go the extra mile in order to land a full-time gig.
The majority of those who want to work full-time say they would be willing to work without pay for an organization for a period of time to prove the value that they can bring as a full-time employee.
The struggle for these workers now, though, is very real. 31% said they downgraded their home, car, or other amenities to make ends meet. 29% borrowed money from family or friends. And 23% suffered from depression, while another 14% experienced serious health issues. As we continue, why more families plan to pass on exchanging gifts this holiday season.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Nearly 1 in 10 families say they don't plan on exchanging gifts this year during the holiday season.
Maybe they'll give some gifts to their kids, but to their brothers and their sisters and their parents, they're just saying no to holiday gift giving.
That's MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Some families are doing it as a way to save money and avoid racking up new debt, but others, like this one shopper who spoke with Katie, said part of the decision is just that they don't want to have to deal with holiday shopping.
She said, my holiday this year is freed up. I'm not, you know, jamming, trying to get my car into a crowded parking lot, dealing with the mall. I'm not just clicking to buy things online that I don't even know if people will like.
And many were surprised to find that their families were relieved when they heard they weren't going to have to exchange gifts this year either.
It was like this obligation to go shopping and get gifts that they didn't even really want to do because it wasn't like super meaningful to them. And they just felt sort of relief at not giving gifts to people anymore.
But if you really want to embrace the season of giving, don't be afraid to tell friends and family that at the very least you are limiting how much you are going to spend on them and how much they should shell out for you. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.